Imagine yourself sitting on the edge of a cliff, looking out across an ocean. It's just before the dawn, on a warm summer's morning. All around you is still and soundless. Just slivers of starlight sparkling off the waves below saves a pitch blackness. A warm breeze drifts across the ocean and wafts up the face of the cliff and into your heart. And this breeze is not so much a movement of air, but a feeling of peace. As you focus out towards the horizon, you notice the first purples and crimsons of the morning dawn spilling out across the sky, and you begin to get a feeling of the sunrise, of newness, beauty, warmth, innocence. All the time the sunrise is changing. Purples turning to crimsons, crimsons to oranges and yellows. The feeling of the sunrise intensifying, soaring across the vastness into your heart breath. The sky above and behind you is being overwhelmed by the color and feeling of the sunrise, until the very air around you is tinged by the wondrous purple hue of the morning dawn. It fills the air like a fragrance. You breathe, and the sunrise enters. The crescendo builds. Finally, the first ray of sun explodes into the sky and straight into your heart, filling you like an electric charge with peace and light. You feel as though if you were just to stretch your arms, they might become like wings, and you would be able to soar down over the ocean. And so you do. You stand and stretch your arms and lean ever so gently against that breeze drifting up the face of the cliff. You find yourself becoming lighter and lighter, until just your big toe and your right foot is the last thing touching the earth. And then a moment later, a gentle puff lifts you off. Letting go, you glide down over the face of that cliff and soar inches above the surface of the ocean. One wingtip every so often just dipping into the water, making splashes that sparkle rainbows across the sky. The gentle breeze that had wafted up into your heart at the top of the cliff has now become a great rush, rolling over your wingtips, splashing against your face, inundating your heart with peace. And in the distance, or perhaps deep inside your own heart, you hear two words whispered ever so gently over and over again. I am. I am. I am. I am the sky. I am the ocean. I am the sunrise. I am the bird. I am freedom. And as you look down across the waves, you feel the the whole ocean, vast, horizon to horizon. You feel it. You have become the sky as far as you can see. It feels as though you could stretch your wings from horizon to horizon and engulf every little part of this magnificence. And it's shown to you in the next moment that it is the love deep inside your heart that is allowing you to connect with all that is around you. Your love is so full, so all-encompassing that you understand and feel what every part of the creation is feeling. You glide in this love, you float in this love, you soar in this love. All the time, it expanding within you, welling up inside your heart. Then, with just a whim, you decide to dive deep to the very depths of the ocean. And as you splash through the surface of the ocean, you feel that this ocean is so deep, it's almost unfathomable. Deeper and deeper you dive, past the turbulent waves crashing about on the surface, deeper and deeper to the silent, still depths of the ocean. And you feel that you are diving in some parallel way, deep into your own soul, plummeting to the center of yourself. Past the worries and fears and doubts and limitations crashing about on the surface of your life, until finally at the bottom of the ocean, at the still center of your soul, you sit cross-legged in perfect silence, in perfect stillness, and there at the core of your existence, you explore yourself in perfect meditation. Light beams stream through the water, and as you glance upward, you see the noonday sun, powerful and bright. Drawn like a magnet, your heart pulls you upward, and focusing on the light, you accelerate through the surface of the ocean and into the sky. The more you concentrate, the faster you accelerate. And the intensity of the light satiates you, your every atom. Your heart, like a beacon, propels you higher and higher. And you realize that this light is not just a physical light. It is also a spiritual light. The light of wisdom. It is as though all of the millions and billions of people that have ever been here on the earth, and all of their experiences, their wisdom, their revelations, their aha moments are flooding the very core of your being with light, truth, and wisdom. All the time, the light welling up inside you. Until finally it seems as if you were to look out to observe your form, all you would see is light. You have become the light, and all that it touches, and it fulfills you. Finally relaxing and drifting across the sky, you allow yourself to return to where you started your journey, and observe this time the setting of the sun. Sitting there on the edge of the cliff, you watch yellows turning to oranges and crimsons and purples, and for a time the whole sky gasps in wonder as the colors permeate the twilight, the last moments brightening into a dazzling showcase with reflections of the ocean. And all around you, you feel a peace that only the twilight can bring. And as the last ray of sun steps off the horizon, you're struck by the eternity of it all. The sunset of one day here, but somewhere else, the sunrise of another. Tranquil and at peace. You feel calm, contented. And fulfilled.